With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The stock market heading toward its worst day in years as its sell-off worsens, all three major indexes now with significant losses. A potent storm system expected to pour heavy rain on western states later this week before rumbling into the central United States. Forecasters say it could spawn tornadoes in the south. The system could also dump heavy snow across parts of the Great Plains and upper Midwest, creating blizzard conditions. Correspondent Charles Deledesma reports military officials from more than 30 nations will be taking part in Paris talks on the creation of an international security force for Ukraine.
The long list of participants in Tuesday's discussions will also include Asian and Oceania nations that will join remotely, a French official says. The international makeup of the meeting offers an indication of how broadly France and Britain are casting their net as they aim to build what France describes as a coalition of nations able and willing to safeguard Ukraine in the event of a ceasefire. The force could include heavy weaponry and weapons stockpiles that could be rushed within hours or days to aid in Ukraine's defence in the event of a Russian attack that shatters any truce. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Also at SRNews.com, Senator Tom Cotton says Republicans in the Senate are ready to push forward the president's blueprint budget.
We're working closely with Speaker Johnson and his team over in the House. We will, I expect, at some point soon, take up their budget. Happy to consider that. Happy to include tax provisions along with our what we pass in our budget, which is rebuilding our military, securing our border, unleashing American energy production.
He expects the Senate to take up the measure in the weeks ahead. This is SRN News. Another attempt to ban female pastors in the Southern Baptist Convention. SRN's Michael Harrington has that report.
An amendment that would have done just that fell short in a vote in last year's SBC Summer Convention, but a group of clergymen say they will introduce it again. The amendment would state that the denomination will only affiliate with churches that, quote, affirm, appoint, or employ only men as any kind of pastor or elder as qualified by Scripture. This year's SBC summer gathering is set for June 8th through the 11th and will take place in Dallas. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Two public school districts and several parents suing in Pennsylvania in a bid to end anti-discrimination laws that will allow boys to compete against girls in sports. The court action comes amid debate in Pennsylvania and the nation over males invading female athletics, as well as their bathrooms, locker rooms, and changing rooms. This is SRN News. Colombian Defense Minister Pedro Sanchez says 29 law enforcement officers recently kidnapped in the country's southwest region have been freed.
The 28 police officers and one soldier were captured during a failed operation against groups fighting over control of cocaine production in Cauca region. They were held by local residents in a communal area as negotiations were carried out. The Colombian government accused the rebels of intimidating the community and forcing them to fight the security forces. Cauca borders the Pacific Ocean and is a major drug trafficking
group. BBC correspondent Leonardo Roca. The father of a 20-year-old University of Pittsburgh student from Virginia who went missing in the Dominican Republic while on spring break says he's asking authorities to widen their investigation. Sadiksha Kananki was last seen before dawn on March 6th. At a beach near the resort. More details at SRNnews.com.